ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Valonia leading Mountain Home 28-21. Josh and I were just talking about it. That's very close to the final score of the last game, between these girls' teams, 27-21. Valonia won that game. We'll look over our halftime numbers in just a moment, but right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, another good victory for your team this past Friday night, 63-45 at Batesville. Congratulations.
You bet. Well, thank you. You know, Batesville is just one of them tough places to play. You know, it's one of the smaller gyms, and anytime you go against Batesville, especially the way they've been playing, you know, they're dangerous. They shoot a ton of threes, and you just hope that they don't get going. We're going against another zone, and we've struggled for two games against the zone making shots, but we really emphasized feeding the big guy, and David come out and played. He played a phenomenal game, and we did a good job playing around him too, and going through him, and really taking looking at giving away that first good look, and getting the good shot for the great shots. And David had a great game for us, so it worked out for us for sure.
Well, not just scoring wise, but on the boards as well.
Oh yeah, you know what? Well, he's a double-double guy. I mean, he's always around 13, 15 rebounds. I mean, he's so big, and we keep him around the basket. You know, a lot of stuff we do. You know, we got guys working around him, but you know, we try to keep him around there so he can get those rebound putbacks and he always does a great job on the boards for us for sure, and he's big down there.
Well, you're about to play a Valonia team that you beat last time down at their place, 50-44, the final score. Yep. Now this is a team that does have some shooters.
Oh, absolutely. You know, here's the thing, and I know I'm a broken record. Every time I get a chance, I talk about how even this conference is. Well, you look at Valonia. You know, there's 1-6 in this conference, but you know, but you actually go and watch film. They're 2-4, you know, 4 buckets away from everybody that they play. They're in there, and they just can't find a way to finish it. But, again, you know, it's this thing is so close. And this is the same Valonia team right before conference played. You know, they beat the number 6 overall team in the state, you know, Nettleton, which is number 2 in 5A. So it shows you how talented they are, how dangerous they are when you've got that many guys that are so skilled offensively. But it also goes to proving the fact what I've been saying of how evenly balanced this conference is. They just haven't been able to finish games. So that 1-6 record is very deceiving. You know, a difference between 1-6 and 6-1 is a difference of, you know, 4-6 points a night in between all these teams. So, you know, we've got our hands full. We're going to have to do a good job of keeping them off the perimeter. We didn't do a very good job here last year. You know, we did a decent job there in the second half. We did a really good job in the second half down there at Valonia. But it's really going to be predicated on getting down the floor, stopping the transition three, while containing penetration and not getting beat in rotations and covering that three-point shot. We're playing a very, very dangerous Valonia Eagles, and they have our full attention tonight for sure.
All right. Well, Josh, again, congratulations on the win Friday night.
Thank
good
you,
luck
Matt.
Tonight.
Appreciate it, and thanks for all you do, sir. Go
you
Bombers.
Betcha. That was Mountain Home Boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score at halftime, Valonia leading Mountain Home 28-21. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Attention cell phone users. If you love your phone, love your number, and want free service, now you can get all three with SafeLink Wireless at absolutely zero cost. That's right. Keep your own phone, keep your own number, and we'll keep you connected with free service that includes free minutes, unlimited text, and free data. It's all yours if you qualify for programs such as SNAP or Medicaid. SafeLink is a Lifeline-supported service in a government benefit program. Only eligible consumers may enroll in Lifeline. The service is non-transferable and limited to one per household. Documentation of income or program participation may be required for enrollment. You must have a compatible GSM phone. Most smartphones are compatible. Free is free. Keep your own phone, keep your own number, and we'll keep you connected with free service that includes free minutes, unlimited text, and free data. Get started now by calling 1-800-SAFELINK or go to safelink.com. That's 1-800-SAFELINK.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, we welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home trails Valonia 28-21 here at the break. Let's look at the scoring summary for both teams. First off, for Mountain Home, leading the way is Hannah Pfeiffer. She's in double figures with 10 points. Six on the night for Peyton Husky, as she had a couple threes in the second quarter. Two each for Anna Grace Foreman and then Emma Martin. Kyra Penn with 1 point. She was one of two from the free throw line. Speaking of the free throw line, Lauren Patterson, Paige Kelly leading the way with Valonia, as she's been able to get to the free throw line a number of times in this game. She has 13 points, including going 5 of 6 from the charity stripe. 6 points, and everybody else has just hit threes tonight. 6 points for Reagan Bates, three for Lainey Mears, Kenna Beatty, and Alexis Burnham. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Valonia leading Mountain Home 28-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With five locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown.